Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It would be nice to get some notification, Frankie baby. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we're the professionals here today, and I'm Melody Suderstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I am here with my co-host Alfred Adesk to bring you opinion, and we got lots of opinions today and lots of commentaries on today's economic and political events, mainly gold. And today is Monday, the 15th of April, 2013. And not only to add insult to injuries, don't forget your taxes are due today, folks. 800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. Give us a call, folks. And we're going to have an open line today for voicing your questions today for Discount Gold and Silver. It's always a little bit of a rough start. You know, you get into your little rhythm when you're opening your programs. When that goes a little sidetracked, it seems like everything else. But we had a lot of distractions throughout the day today, and gold of them was one of them. And we'll start that right off the bat.
What was the other one?
Silver.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And this is no laughing matter, Al.
You got to keep your sense of humor. I mean, what are you going to do? It's not necessary to panic and the rest of that sort of thing. You might as well just...
Actually, it really irritates me. It ticks me off. You know, it ticks me off that we have these markets and you have the condition of the country that we're in and they can do this. And I take it personally. I feel like they have directed it to us personally.
Well, you know what it comes down to? I laugh about it and the rest of that to some degree. But we have a manipulated market, and people understand that increasingly. But what do we really mean when we say manipulated? We mean a criminal enterprise. They're not just manipulating the numbers. They are robbing people. That's what's happened. What happened the last couple of days? We got robbed. That's what happened, and who robbed us? The Federal Reserve and or the federal government. That's what's going on here. I mean, you can laugh at some of this stuff, or I can on one level, but you get into it, and you begin to realize the sense of, you know, I don't mind. I don't care what happens to the price of gold as long as it's happening in a free market. But when it's a manipulated market, that means we are being robbed. I don't mind if the price of gold has dropped $118 today. That doesn't specifically bother me. I mean, it irritates me, it troubles me on one level, but it doesn't really aggravate me. Doesn't make me mad. What makes me mad is I lost $118 on every ounce of gold I have because a bunch of thieves are running this government. And that's not a euphemism. It's not hyperbole. We have a criminal element that has taken control of our government, of our economy, and therefore I got robbed. That makes me mad. Laugh about the rest of it, but I don't laugh about the crooks.
You have silver. Yes. Gold down 116 today at 1361. Silver's down $2.68 at 2327. Platinum was down 82 bucks today at 1410. And palladium, of course, followed right along, down $51 at 7.23%. We have been warned that we would see $100 moves in the price of gold. As I mentioned the other day, it's much nicer to see it to the upside, to the downside. But, you know, it is what it is. And we'll be talking about the price of gold, why it's happening. Does anybody really know what you can do? And I'll tell you one thing, folks, I've had no sellers today. No sellers, all buyers.
Which tells us
something.
Sure does. It tells us that the price of physical gold is diverging from the price of paper gold. That's what it means. You are running out of supply on these products, and the reason is because although the market says the price of gold is $1,358 an ounce right now, all right, that's what the market's saying. That's actually the price of paper gold. And people have this, we have been conditioned to believe that the price of paper gold and the price of physical gold are one and the same. And what we're seeing today is people who actually hold have physical gold, they're just saying, hey, I'm not selling for the paper price. And I think that's a good thing. I think I want to see a divergence where people understand price of paper gold is one thing, price of physical gold is another and much higher. And what we're seeing is, yeah, they can drop the price down, take it down to $600 an ounce. See if anyone will sell. There's a limit to what you can do. You finally start to bump into reality where the suppliers will not supply at the price of paper gold.
Here's the other side of that, Al. Okay, sell your gold. What are you going to do? You're going to go in the stock market when that's hitting all-time highs and down 200 points today? You're going to go into the U.S. dollar? You had gold down how many hundreds of dollars in the past how many months, and all they can weasel out of the U.S. dollar is 82.37, up 0.24 today?
Yeah.
You're going to go into crude oil where they're going to hit that saying, oh, Chinese markets are going to decline because, that you know, hey, their GDP was down 0.2. I mean, come on, folks. What are you going to do with that money? The fundamentals are still there. They're crazy.
Absolutely.
And insane. And, you know, it's out of our control, and that's what bothers me. It's kind of like when you buy gold, you kind of have a sense of control over things. And, you know, when they do hit the markets and everything, you give up a little bit of that control, I believe. And like Al said, like you said, Al, in the beginning, they're crooks.
Yeah, that's what this is. What we're seeing is not a flaw in our thinking. It's not a situation where we're taking this loss because we're stupid. All right. Now you can make an argument we're stupid insofar as we trust the government. That's stupid. I would agree with that. We trust the Federal Reserve. That's stupid. We were stupid in that regard. But in terms of looking at the fundamentals of the market and say, look, this has got to go up. Everything tells us price of gold has to go up, and what do we get? We get something that is irrational. It can only be happening by virtue of manipulation. It's being done by a criminal enterprise whose business is to rob people. And we've been robbed. That's what's happened. All right? That's the explanation, at least to my mind, as to what's happened here. And, you know, what are we going to do about it? We're going to hope to God that he straightens these SOBs out, because it's going to be hard for us to do it, but we shall see.
Well, I have no doubt in my mind that he will. But what's interesting, Al, is with no sellers today, there's no product.
That's exactly right.
And I'll tell you what, in all my years doing this, I talked and commented about one day there will be no product to buy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these markets are thin. Sometimes we have it. Lots of times there is all these other dealers out there saying there was no product when there really was product. So it only confused the people even more. But I always said one day there will not be product to purchase. I would have thought that day would be when gold was going up, not when it was going down.
No, and that's because the paper gold is going down.
That's right.
And physical gold is just saying they've set the brakes, and they're saying, I'm not selling at that price. That's crazy. And that's what's happening. Not everybody. Some people are selling. I get that. But we are going to see people that are just saying, this is not a legitimate price for gold. It's paper gold. Fine. Sell your paper gold for any price you want. But physical gold is something else entirely. And it should not be sold at current prices, no matter if not your own. You know, that's so. In any case, we'll watch and see. Yes, Friday was a bizarre day. We saw the price of gold drop $84, and I thought, my gosh, that's got to be a record. All right, and it was. And the reason it was strange was not that it fell $84. It was strange because at the time on Friday, no one had a credible explanation as to why the price was falling. I listened to one outfit. They came out with some idea that it had something to do with a diminished retail sales for the month of March that was caused by a cold snap. Huh?
It was
somebody else is complaining, oh, Cyprus has to give up its 14 tons of gold. And therefore, the price of gold has dropped $84 now. It's more craziness. There were a bunch of stupid explanations on Friday, and the point was there was no consensus. There was little or no insight, and everyone is bewildered. We can deal with these problems if we know what causes them. But when they just happen, and you don't know what the cause is, and it doesn't make sense, that is disconcerting. Even scary. And then we had to wait, and I speculated, wrote an article last Saturday, actually, and I said, now we watch and see what's going to happen on Monday. And much to my surprise, as much as I was surprised by $84 on Friday, here we are, taking an even bigger hit today. We'll watch and see. There's a limit to this. There's an end of the line, and when we get to it, then from my perspective, fundamentals will once again dominate, but, you know, what are you going to do when you're dealing with a bunch of crooks? There's the problem. And that's been perhaps a great oversight on my... You look at fundamentals. Okay, we've got fundamentals. That's good. You know, but if somebody breaks into the house, you know, your fundamentals are put in abeyance for an hour or two or however long the invaders are in your home. Your fundamentals are set off to the side, but the fundamentals come back. They're still going to be there. What are those fundamentals? For me, first and foremost, the debt is too great. The national debt is too great to ever be repaid. And that is important and, for me, fundamental. Government says it's $16 trillion. John Williams says it's close to $90 trillion, the national debt. The Congressional Budget Office admits that it's over $200 trillion. We might be able to pay off the debt over a period of time if it's only $16 trillion. We aren't going to pay it if it's $80 or $90 trillion, and we're certainly not going to pay it if it's $200 trillion. If we have a $200 trillion debt as admitted by the Congressional Budget Office, that includes unfunded liabilities. If that's what's really laying out there, it translates into something like $750,000 for every man, woman, and child in the country. I guarantee we don't have it. It can't be paid. Every debt is memorialized by a paper debt instrument. And if I borrow $100,000 from someone, I have a debt of $100,000. I sign a document that says, I promise to pay $100,000, and I hand it to whoever loaned me the $100,000, and now I have the $100,000 to spend, but they have a piece of paper with my signature on it that they treat as an asset. They say, oh, we got a genuine, I got $100,000 here because Alfred Adams signed his name, you see? But if I can't pay that debt, guess what? That piece of paper is no longer an asset. It's just it's nothing. It's waste. And we live in a world where most of the paper debt instruments can't be paid. That means they won't be paid, as I've been saying for at least 4 years. What can't be paid won't be paid. That means that anyone who's holding a paper debt instrument is at risk of losing most of their assets. I'm going to peg it. If the debt is over $200 trillion, I'm guesstimating that 95% of the debt can't be paid. If it's $90 trillion, you might be able to pay 10, 20%. But it still means that at least 80% of the paper debt instruments are going to be proven to be worthless. What does that mean? The debt is too great to pay. The paper debt instruments are going to, the majority are going to turn out to be worthless. It means the only smart move is if you want to preserve your wealth over time, you get into something tangible, physical, like gold or silver. You can also do land and tools. And there's a number of other things. But for liquidity and so on, gold and silver are virtually unbeatable. And they're going to stay that way as long as that debt stays too great to ever be repaid. Sooner or later, all paper debt instruments, including pensions and 401ks and Social Security and bank accounts and anything else where you got a piece of paper and you say, oh, I have money here. No, you don't. You got a piece of paper. You have a piece of paper. And most of them are going to be repudiated substantially, although we can't say when. I can't tell you if it's going to happen in 6 months or it's going to happen in 6 years. I don't know. Can't give you prophecy on this, but I can tell you that the mathematics, to me, make it inevitable. If you're holding on to paper, you're taking a significant risk. If you're holding on to something tangible, like gold and silver, you are protecting yourself as best you can in the current environment. That line of reasoning tells me, I operate on the assumption that other people will embrace that line of reasoning. Maybe not today, but soon. And when they do, they're going to realize, I need gold. I need silver. And when they realize that, the demand goes up, and in theory, so does the price. For me, that is a fundamental, a chain of logic that I'm unable to escape. It seems right to me. It seems true to me. And the consequences, those who don't have gold are going to want it. They're going to want to get out of that paper when they see what's happening. When is that going to happen, though? I can't give you a date. Don't know.
A comment in from Murray. He says, there are no markets anymore, just interventions. He says, remember, you don't lose anything unless you sell out of your portfolio.
That's true. That's exactly right. It just means unless you're in a position where you have to be liquidating some of your coins right now. We have to be, right? That's aggravating, all right? You are losing money now, and you are being robbed. This isn't a misunderstanding. This isn't evidence of, gee, you're not competent, you're too dumb to be in the market or whatever. No, you've been robbed. That's what's happened. A bunch of gangsters who run around in expensive suits at the Federal Reserve and in the federal government, they are simply robbing people. That's all. Very simple. That's what aggravates. And what is annoying is, you do what you can to try to understand and be intelligent, be responsible, be rational, and then some crooks break in and they say, ha, we get to rob you because we're here from the government and we're here to rob you. We are from Discount Gold and Silver. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom. We're here to try to help folks, including ourselves, understand what's happened, and we will be back in about 3 minutes. Please stay tuned.
countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. For all your gold and silver coin needs, and right now's, you know, peculiar time, difficult time, awkward time. But everybody has to understand that this is certainly a good buying opportunity. Not to say that it won't get better. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but this can't be sustained. This cannot be sustained. These kinds of prices can't be sustained for long. And the implication is now is a good time to buy. And what Melody is telling us earlier in the program is that's virtually everyone she's dealing with today is buying, not selling, buying. Huh? There's a certain amount of common sense in that right now. It's not just a question of economics or, you know, even, you know, people just understand. Yeah, it might go a little bit lower, but blah, blah, blah. This is certainly a good buying opportunity. In theory, we'll see it start jumping up again toward the end of this week. All right? We'll watch and see, but this is certainly a good buying opportunity. Some people are taking advantage of it. You should, too. What's next, Melody?
Well, there's a couple things that are going on. Let's just get to the finishing up the market reports and and we can talk a little bit about what's going on in Boston. Some terrible things are happening there. Let's just follow up. Let me get to my numbers here. You had the Dow actually down 265 points. Of course, they're saying that's because of the Boston explosion. But I think the Boston explosion happened way too late in order for it to have an impact on the Dow. But it showed the Dow was down 265 at 14,599. The NASDAQ was down 78 points today at 3216. The S&P was down 36 at 1552. The 10-year yield, 1.70. I think the euro was still trading in around 130 the last I saw. And, of course, we already gave you numbers on gold, silver, and oil. Some of the other commodities were hit. They hit copper pretty hard today. And but most of these are saying because of two explosions, Al, that happened at the Boston Marathon today. And up to 12 are reportedly have died. There's many of them that with reports of missing limbs. It was near the finishing line. And I'm not quite sure There was multiple explosions. And I'm trying to find a better report here on what is happening. I don't think there was also a fire at the JFK library, but supposedly unrelated to the explosions at the Boston Marathon. But they are checking that out to see if perhaps that wasn't done by a explosion. And mainly a lot of what I see, Al, is a lot of pictures more than the reporting.
They don't have reporters out there yet right now. It's kind of, it's well, I'm sure they do by now. But initially, there were photographs I saw on the that I know were coming from handheld cameras, cell phones. Right? People were just watching the race as it went by, and they happened to catch the explosion. There might be 50 different cameras caught the explosion. Who knows? How many people just had their cell phone watching the racers, and all of a sudden, boom. So journalists or newspapers have acquired access to these photographs, and they're filling in the blanks without necessarily having people on site.
It says there were two booms that were heard near the finish line inside the Fairmont Copley Plaza Hotel. They did lock down the hotel. It shows it was close to the finish line. And really, that's pretty much all
well,
I can find.
It's very interesting, though, because this... Right now, nobody's, I don't know what the reaction from the government has been yet, but this will undoubtedly be exploited one way or another. I don't know how this is going to go, but always a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. So I presume that Obama will soon be talking about, who knows, maybe we need to stop having marathons. All right? Hard to say what. You know, I'm being facetious here, and I don't mean to make light of circumstance where people have died, but the world has become so bizarre in some regards that anytime anything strange happens, everybody's going to spin it for their own personal advantage one way or another. I don't care what happens. If somebody spills a cup of coffee, someone else is going to be saying, see, that's proof. That's proof that we have to have gun control because the coffee spilled. World's just getting weird. What are we going to get out of this, Melody? Well, somebody's going to say something in politics. I mean, this is no small thing. This is a bombing that's killed a dozen people.
Well, that's not confirmed. That's just
all right,
one
fine.
Head, so, but
fine, but nevertheless, this is in the realm of Sandy Hook Elementary.
Well, this was out of the New York Post.
No, I'm just saying that this is similar in terms of magnitude to what happened at the elementary school back, I don't know, end of last year. What's going to be done with this? It's, you almost wait to see how are they going to spin it, what are they going to make out of it. And
well, even in this report from the New York Post, and the Dow was already down 200 points when this went off, so you know, it went down another 65 points, but you did have relatives of the victims of the December school massacre in Newtown. Some of them were among those attending the race finish at the in the VIP area. And so they're already bringing that information to the first reports. So,
well, is this going to be reason for more homeland security, for more of a police state? Is that what do you think that's going to happen? Can it happen? Is it likely to happen?
Absolutely. I hate to say it. But
I do too.
You know, all of these things are happening for a reason. And when you look at, you know, and I'm not associating gold with what's happening in Boston. However, we think you and I spoke prior to the program where we think something big is coming our way.
Yeah.
And
you know, yeah. No, go ahead.
No.
All right. Well, it's been something you can feel in the air, and that's an intuitive situation. I don't know. Maybe we're right. Maybe we're wrong. But it's been at least a month, maybe 2 months. You could feel a kind of rising tension. I think I've talked about it on the program and compared it to the old Memorex commercials where the glass starts to vibrate. Someone hits high C and the glass starts to vibrate. And then all of a sudden, bang, the glass just snaps, breaks. It's felt like that. To me, it felt like things are moving faster and faster and coming towards some sort of a climax. I don't even know if it's a climax, but maybe it's an onset. Maybe it's not an end. Maybe it's a beginning, but something seemed like it was coming. I don't know that the problem we've had with gold in the last couple of days is that big event. It may be just leading up to it, and who knows, maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe I've got that feeling something's coming. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, I can't give you prophecy and so on, but it just feels like it. And I'll make a bet that a majority of the people listening to this program have had a similar feeling. You can just kind of feel the tension rising. And it's just moving faster and faster. And what's going to happen? How is this going to resolve? So what is coming? You know, you look at what's happened with gold in the last couple of days. And it's an outright robbery is what it finally comes down to. It is a fraud. This has been done because the price of gold fell because a bunch of smart, rich SOBs on Wall Street working on behalf of the Federal Reserve, working in conjunction with the government, federal government, they sold 500 tons of non-existent gold into the market. That's about 16 million ounces. And based on selling 500 tons of gold that doesn't even exist, the price of gold has dropped dramatically. This is fraud. I live in a valley where we've got, I don't know, I don't know what the head count is, but there's probably, there might be 2,000 head of cattle in this valley. I'm just guessing. All right. Suppose I come in and I sell 1,000 non-existent cattle at the next market, next cattleman's market. I guarantee you it's going to cause the price of cattle to plummet. And I'll guarantee the next thing that's going to happen is the rest of the people who actually have real cows are going to hunt me down. I'll be lucky to get out with my life. If the government comes after me, they'll say, that's fraud. You can't sell cows that don't exist. But the government is selling gold that doesn't exist on the market and thereby driving the price to the ground, or at least towards the ground. And no one is going to go to jail over this. And that's what aggravates me. You know, a certain amount of this, and no one, I doubt that you'll be able to find a congressman. I doubt that you'll be able to find a senator, and you certainly won't find a president who's going to say, gee, that was wrong. We shouldn't allow that to happen. We shouldn't allow. No, they're doing it. They're part of it. They want it to happen. And they're going to argue that the end justifies the means and whatever they did was perhaps good for the fiat dollar, or perhaps it held the government together and the economy together for another couple of months. I don't know what their justification is. But the fact is they're a bunch of crooks. Huh? And they're selling gold that doesn't exist. Go ahead. Whatever you've got, sell something you have that doesn't exist. See if you don't go to jail. But if you're the government, you don't have to. So, and the rest of us have to learn to live with this and perhaps and try to keep a sense of humor about it to some extent. But truth is, robbery. How long can it continue? Big question. Can they continue to rob us next week and the week after that? And why are they robbing us so obviously? When the government is working right, it basically robs people and the people don't even know they're being robbed. Inflation is a good example. The taxation, people don't know. They don't complain. This is going to make people mad. This gold thing is going to make people mad. And the government is simply saying, we don't care if they get mad. Tech with them. We don't care. We have important things we have to do. What is moving government to cause the price to fall so dramatically in the last several days? something big is happening. Insofar as they are willing to perform an overtly criminal act, huh? They're willing to do that. They don't mind. Something is so important that they don't mind being exposed as crooks. What is that? What's coming, Melody?
Well, you know, it's
a new season of Dancing with the Stars or what? Do you think that's what's triggered this?
No, it's interesting because I just got an email from William, and he sent me what somebody's take on what happened on Friday's takedown. He says he's also excited. He says, this is a good day. He says, this day the price of commodities broke away from paper price manipulation.
Yep.
The banking cartel actually lost power and exposed their criminality.
I agree.
This had to happen before we could ever hope to reestablish honest markets. It is as if the J.P. Morgans and Bank of Americas have mooned the world. No one could have pulled the mask of respectability off these gangsters better than they did it to themselves. There is a downside, which he thinks we will see very soon, and it might not be pretty. The world is about to strike back, and the U.S. is about to feel its wrath. So now would be a good time to duck as the wrath of God swings around with a haymaker that is really going to hurt.
I agree with him.
Yep.
I think I agree with the idea, and I even agree with his writing. It's a well-written email. We are seeing a divergence between the price of physical gold and the price of paper gold. And this is the key to the whole problem. The market, the COMEX, where we get quotes. What's the price of gold? Well, we're going to look at the market, find out what it's buying and selling for. Here's the problem. For every one unit of physical gold that's bought and sold on COMEX, there are 99 units of paper gold. Huh? Pieces of paper masquerading as if they were ounces of gold, and they're not. And the ratio is 99 to 1, according to some sources. And it means that if you are in a position to control the supply of paper gold, then you can deceive people into believing that the prices of paper gold and the price of paper gold and the price of physical gold are the same and joined at the hip. And it's not true at all. What we've seen on the markets today is the price, on Friday and today, what we've seen is the price of paper gold has fallen dramatically. They can make paper gold go up or down. The problem is that we don't have a market that only sells physical gold. And that's what we really need. We need a market where if you go in, if you're going to sell gold, you can't sell gold that doesn't exist. You're going to have to sell gold that you have. And if you're going to buy something in that market, you don't buy futures and you don't buy paper. You buy physical gold. Under those circumstances, we would have a free market, and we could discover what a fair price for gold is. It could be determined on the free market. What we have right now is a manipulated market, and the manipulation is made possible because the system has flooded the existing market with paper gold. And most people, again, mistakenly believe that the price of paper gold, the price of physical gold are and should be identical. And that's absolutely false. So the man who sent that email and said, look, this is a great day because we're beginning to break through that misunderstanding. We're getting to a point where people sit back and say, wait a second. They begin to understand. Price of physical gold, price of paper gold, two entirely different things. And as that understanding grows, one way or another, we are going to see a premium being paid on physical gold, and it will ultimately be worth more than paper gold. And this is a fundamental position that we've tried to explain and advocate on this program for as long as we've been doing it. We don't want to get away from paper. You know, started out, we talked about fundamentals earlier. Got this enormous debt. The result is the debt can't be paid. Result is the debt instruments are, many of them will turn out to be worthless. point, implication. Get away from the paper, get into physical gold. That includes get away from paper gold, get into physical gold. Take that coin, hold it in your hand. I'm Alfred Adisk. I'm here with Melody Cederstrom. We will be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Gentlemen, I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. For all your gold and silver coin needs, what's next, Melody?
I believe we have a caller. Jim from West Virginia is calling in today. And I just wanted to remind folks, too, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-596-8191. That's 1-800-596-8191. Are you there,
Hello, Jim? Oh, yeah. I promise I'll stay right on topic today. Three lessons in 3 minutes.
All right.
I was down in the stock market. Late 70s, I found myself married to a gal who, if she saw money, she wanted to spend it. I knew the Social Security wouldn't be there. What was I to do? We didn't have a shock fund. I squirreled away $300 to $400 in my service vehicle, which I service stuff in. And if she found it, that'd be bad. So what was I to do? Well, I went to my dad, good investor, said, Dad, I'd like for you to invest this for me. And I told him the situation. They kind of suspected it, but anyway, he said, fine. Well, I went by the house a couple weeks later, and he said, I want you to learn how to invest. Here, this is the Forbes stock course book, which I got. learn the fundamentals. And in stock, it's a field, charts and curves. And but that's not all. I say, I learned the fundamentals. He said, learn manipulation, why and how they do it. If you see a stock and you know that sucker should be going up and it's not even holding its own, it's going down, that means the bad boys, SEC, won't go after them. The bad boys are manipulating it down, trying to shock out, shake out, and shock the market and shake out anybody who has that. Average investor looks at it and says, ooh, 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 that turkey's going down. Dump the junk. So they buy it up, and then it's going to turn around and go up. And by golly, it worked almost every time. If you saw a stock which should not be going up, and it was going up, then all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. If I say, ooh, ooh, it's going to the moon, bubble time, pop, and that worked. Okay, that's lesson one, lesson two. FNN came out, Financial News Network, and boy, was I excited. Boy, I traded a drop of a hat back then, young and crazy. And so he said, I tell you what, you do a little imaginary trading based on their advice, see what you got. Oh, yeah, they'd pump something. They'd go up for a little while, and then they'd go down below where it was pumping. Now, if learning the fundamentals of metals easy, I mean, these two spoon-feed it to you, folks. It's a lot easier in stock, number one. You don't worry about too much. And number two, I'm basically a pauper now. If you have the right combination of age and education, you're not going to get any job in West Virginia. But if I had money now, the last place I'd put in the stock market, I mean, you don't have stock going up and unemployment going up. Those are fundamentals. The only thing I can tell you is I'm happy as a lark this is going on. It's finally going to happen. And if COMEX will be like somebody set up a bomb and the COMEX is going to vaporize overnight, you're going to wake up some morning and everything's going to be different. I don't know how it's going to happen. I have no answer. But folks, I'll tell you something. I have no reason to lie to you. Nobody pays me to say what I say. I answer to God first and foremost and my wife and then everybody else. But the simple truth is this. Learn the fundamentals. It's easy in metal. Mm-hmm. Number two, mm-hmm. learn why and how they manipulate. There are more means of manipulating now than then. They have millisecond trades going on. And then number three, do not believe the mainstream financial analysts. They're in cahoots with the big boys. I think I've said enough.
Yep. All right, Jim. Thank you, and I agree with you. I mean, if they care enough to manipulate the price of gold and drive it down, it's evidence. Especially when they do it in a way that's obvious. It's just more evidence that the trend is up. There is no reason to manipulate the price of gold if it's at a legitimate point in a free market. Right? There's not a point. Why would you push the price of gold down unless you thought it was going to go up? On its own. I mean, they verify by manipulating the price, by artificially suppressing the price, they verify the idea we try to communicate on this program that there are fundamental forces at work that must push the price of gold higher. If that weren't true, why bother manipulating it?
We have another caller, Al. We have Harvey in Florida.
Hello, Harvey.
Hello, Al. Hello, Melody. How you doing today?
Just fine. Huh?
What you got
fine
for us?
Dandy. All right, maybe Al was talking about paper gold, but Melody, maybe you could explain the different coins on a day like today, the MS62 gold 1 ounce coins, MS63, MS64. What are they selling for and what are you buying them for on a day like today?
Well, I tell you what, I was talking to Al prior to the program, and I was doing some comparisons on pricing on the $20 gold pieces, the pre-33s from April 1st, and they actually have not been hit as hard as bullion gold. You had some of the comparisons. I just had some of my notes. Gold, at the numbers at that time, you had bullion gold down 227. And Mint State 62 $20 liberties were only down $145. So certainly it's not something to rejoice that you're only down $145, but they did not get hit as hard as bullion gold has done. I mean, even the 62 liberties, I mean, they're still selling. I'd have to pull up, I don't have the, probably selling for around, uh, like 62 Liberties, about $1,750 on the Mint State 62 $20 gold pieces. And bid price on them would be running around $1,600. So they've held up fairly good considering the beating that the market all in all has taken. So, and that's pretty much across the board. Some of the higher quality coins, the higher grade coins, some of those in the past, since April 1st, has lost, you know, maybe 165, 175, but still not to the point where bullion prices have dropped. Even the coins that we were selling a couple of weeks ago, I mean, they're only short like $5. I mean, it's surprising, but this is what you're going to find when you don't have the product. You know, see, we've already, I'm not saying we stabilized in prices in the $20 gold pieces or the pre-33s, but to me, this is a real market. This is not a paper market. It's a real physical market.
Well, you're right about that, because the truth of the matter is the numismatics, I don't think anybody's selling them by means of paper. You either have that physical piece of gold or you don't, which means the numismatic market, although the prices are still tied to paper, The numismatic is far more fundamentally physical. You can't, you know, it's either an MS-62 and, you know, from 1803 or it is not. So we're closer to the physical market with the numismatics than we are with bullion. And as things operate right now, that is perhaps an advantage.
Well, if I wanted to sell MS-63s or MS-64s now, is there a market? And would you buy them, and what would you buy them for?
I certainly would buy them, and I would have to get the prices. I don't know if you have Liberties or Saints and, you know, 63s or, you know, 64s. So you'd have to call me after the program, and I could set you up with some pricing. But I'd be more than happy to buy them back.
Well, I didn't buy them from you, but I have them, and I'm not sure exactly what they are. I'll have to find out, because tell you the truth, I'm getting very nervous looking at this, whether it's manipulation or not. This is very scary what they're doing here.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It'll get you talking to yourself. It's the sort of thing where, you know, you hope that the proper solution is hang on tight, you know, and just weather the storm. But you can't be certain that's exactly what's going to happen.
Right, the last time they did this, that they took it down to $300 and it stayed there for, what, 20-something years? So they're very powerful, these forces, and who knows what they could really do.
Yeah, but then, you know, like I said in earlier the program, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the cash? And I'll tell you what, I think, it's my view, that this is a lot different than 1980. And I think this is a lot different from 1980 to 2000. And I think this is a lot different than we were in 2000. So things are certainly, yeah, we talk about fundamentals. What are those fundamentals? We don't talk about just what's happening here in the States, but around the world. And it is not a good place. I mean, the economies around the world are a terrible place. And, yes, I sell gold, and I still believe, what else is there?
Yeah.
What else are you going to take
the
risk?
I'm certainly not going to put it in the Bank of Cyprus, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. That's good advice. Stay out of the Bank of Cyprus.
Yeah. Thanks.
All righty, Harvey.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Here is a question that came in on Skype. It says, are the rumors about Greece and Cyprus and Spain, do they have any merit? If they are selling their gold, it might be part of the reason the prices drop so much. You know, you see conflicting reports. I saw reports where Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank head, said that Cyprus did have to sell their gold in order to get the rest of the money to help with their bailouts. But you know what? Then you can't find anything to really follow up on it. But I think this is a story that has moved more people about the downsize of gold than what is actually happening. And, of course, the theory behind the gold Cyprus is that it's going to go on to Italy and to Spain, that they'll be selling their gold. I would think they already would have used this outlet a long time ago if that's the case. And I think there's a lot more behind the scenes. I mean, Cyprus, when you think about the amount of gold they need to sell for what Draghi wants them to come up with, it's peanuts. It's 3,000 ounces, between 3 and 4,000 ounces, 3,500, 3,700 ounces. And it's not a lot.
I think maybe the lesson here is there are forces out there who want your gold.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to buy it dirt cheap, and they're hoping to sell it, to scare you into selling it at prices that are right now fire sale prices. And it appears to me where Draghi is saying, the deal is, you've got to give us your gold. Well, what's Draghi going to pay for it with? He's going to pay for it with fiat currency that they can print themselves. That's like me being able to buy a new car with a non-sufficient funds check. All I have to do is write it, sign my name to it. That is more or less, that's a possibility. All right, it appears they want to compel people to sell gold, tangible gold, for paper dollars, paper euros, and so on. And, you know, if that's what they want, it's probably a good idea not to do what they want. The reason they want, why do they want the gold? I mean, if Draghi is so smart, why does he want gold? If he knows that their system of fiat currency is going to survive, why does he want gold? The fact that he's pressuring little Cyprus for a couple thousand ounces of gold, all it tells you is anybody with a brain in their head knows gold is more valuable than paper currency. That's all. So what do you think, Melody?
Well, I agree. I mean, again, this is just one of the things. There isn't anything that makes sense about this whole deal except, you know, it is a takedown of the gold prices. There isn't anything that makes sense, Al. I mean, you can't...
Yeah, it does. It makes sense in the same sense.
No, it does, too.
It makes sense in the sense that you walk into the bank, you go to your safety deposit box, you look in the safety deposit box, and, oh, my gosh, your valuables are gone. How to explain it? It's a great mystery. No, it's not. It just shows you've been burgled. You understand? You've been robbed. That's all. People out there want what you've got, and they're endeavoring to capture it as best they can, and dropping the price of gold is one way they think it'll work. We'll watch and see.
And I understand how folks become nervous, and, you know, just like Harvey in Florida, you know, it is scary. We buy gold for the protection that it provides, and, you know, we see this going down, and that's why we have to go right back, and we look to the fundamentals, where we are today to where we were all those many years ago. And what would you do with your funds? Keep it in cash? Put it in bonds? Put it in the stock market? Put it in oil? Put it in Apple? I mean,
you could put it in a roll and keep it on a, you know, on a cylinder that you could keep in the bathroom. Maybe you might be able.
I mean,
to
if
do
you
that.
Don't, if, I mean, if you don't have a home, I suppose you could buy real estate.
Well,
but your real estate is not as liquid as what your gold is.
No, I understand. In terms of liquidity and everything else,
yeah,
everything points to gold.
And who's to say if we have this
downturn? Last couple of days.
Yeah, unless we have this down, if you have a downturn in the economy and real estate begins to, I've been hearing about stories. I've heard it from several farmers, farmland in places like Ohio and was it Kansas? I believe it was selling $12,000 an acre. And even the farmers told me it's not worth it. And these people are going to get stuck, and you're going to see this fall down, and these people. Land up these farmers, these farmlands, farmers think they're getting a deal will be being bankrupt in the next year or two. So there's a lot of things that are happening around this country that we're
there's
now,
something happening too. There's something happening here too. That's exactly right. We're about 30 seconds past time to say bye-bye. I'm Alfred Adisk. I'm here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. I'll be back with Roger Sale mañana. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank the producer. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.